and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Today, I'd like to ask you the question, what do you do in the waiting? That's right. When there's something that you're waiting for, what are you doing? When there's something maybe you're waiting for from God, something big, maybe something small, what do you do in the waiting? We live in a world where waiting has become a foreign word. We live in a world where waiting has been the last thing, really, on our list to do. We can order things on our cell phones in a matter of moments. We don't really even have to wait to get home, to get on our laptops or on our computer, right? We don't have to wait for much. Even when we order things, we have all sorts of shipping options that we can pay extra money to maybe get something overnight rather than waiting for 2 days, rather than waiting for 5 days. Even if it's something that we don't need in an emergency sense. Many people tend to just say, you know what? I want the 2-day shipping. I want the 1-day shipping so I can hurry up and get it. I just can't wait to get it at the door. And we can go on and on about so many different ways that the world we live in has become a fast-paced race without stopping, without ever really having to wait. Whether it's food we're getting, whatever it may be, it's all at our fingertips, literally. And the art, and I say the art of waiting, has been really a lost art, which for Christians, for those who are after the Lord, waiting is such a powerful thing. It's in the waiting where character is formed. It's in the waiting where our hearts are formed, where we learn some of the greatest lessons and the deepest things that God has desired for our lives. I have a scripture today, and it's Psalms 130. Verse 5, it says, I will wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I love the heart of the psalmist here, saying, I will wait for the Lord. Everything in me is going to wait for what God has. Now listen, maybe today you're waiting on a deliverance to come through. Maybe you're waiting for God to deliver you from a mindset that has just been warped or caught up in depravity. Maybe you're waiting for God to touch you. Maybe you're waiting for the presence of the Lord to come. Whatever it may be, what do you do in the waiting? When we're waiting, there's some very important things to think about. There's some very important things to be doing as we're waiting upon something from God. We're waiting on something for God to bring through that maybe he promised, maybe something that we heard in his word, whatever it may be. What do we do in the waiting? You see, when we are waiting for the Lord, the psalmist says, I will wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. He's saying, I'm going to wait upon the Lord and trust in him. You see, that's a type of worship. When we're waiting on God for something, the greatest thing that we could do is worship him. I find myself all the time, maybe waiting on his presence, maybe waiting on a deliverance, maybe going through a trial at times, waiting upon the Lord. And the greatest thing that we can do is worship. Father, I worship you. Lord, whether I'm waiting and it's going to take a year, whether it's going to take a week, Father, I just want to worship you. I just want to thank you and say that you are God regardless. You see, when you worship, it tends to take the mind. It tends to take the heart. And no longer do you find yourself even thinking about the waiting, but it brings you to God. It takes your heart and causes it to be pouring out to Jesus. It takes your mind and it causes it to be focused on the one and only God. Worship. Father, I worship you even as I'm waiting, because even if it doesn't come through, God, you are still yet God, and I worship you as such. Another thing that's so important is, you know, he says, and in his word, I put my hope. So the psalmist here is saying, you know what? I'm looking at your word. I'm examining it. I'm trusting in your word, and I'm putting my hope in it. You see, when we're waiting, the time of waiting is not only a time of worship, but it's a time of examination. To examine the word of the Lord, to make sure that our feet are aligned with the word. See, if we're going to put our hope in the word, if we're going to be waiting on the Lord, then in this time of waiting, will you stop to examine your life to say, Father, in this waiting time, am I really ready? Am I ready for your deliverance? Am I ready for you to come through and to do all that you said that you were going to do? Is my heart in the right place? God, when you come to deliver me, will I forget you? When you come through, when God, that blessing comes that I've been waiting for, will I still be thanking you? You see, this is truly a time of examination as we wait upon the Lord. We examine our lives. We examine his word to make sure that our lives, our motives, and our hearts are aligned with that word. And therefore, we can put our trust and our hope in it. Are you waiting for something today? Are you waiting for something to come through? Then I want to say, worship the Lord. Worship God with everything within you. Are you waiting upon the Lord? Then examine his word. Let his word come deep into your heart, into your mind. Let the transformation of God begin even now. You see, For the Christian, for the man or woman who is after God, waiting is a tremendous opportunity. Being in the waiting is an awesome time for us because it is where we grow close to the Lord. We don't rush it. We don't try to push the button and get it going. We don't try to upgrade and get a quicker shipping process here. We wait upon the Lord and we know that His timing is perfect. Will you trust in the Lord today? Will you trust in His timing? As you wait upon the Lord, will you cry out? Will you worship Him? Will you draw near to Him? Will you come closer to Him, closer than you've ever been before? I encourage you this day. I will wait upon the Lord. I will wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in His word, I put my hope. May you find hope today in the waiting. May you find the Lord. May you find His word, and may you find that you are drawing closer to Him more than ever before. God bless.